Welcome to Making Bank. I am Josh Felber, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1% so you can amplify and transform your life and your business today. I'm honored and excited to have my next guest today. In the past 4 years, he's averaged and amassed over 308 leads, 491 fans, and 30 customers per day throughout multiple business channels. Brett Campbell started out as a journeyman cabinet maker, moving on to a fitness entrepreneur and having built one of the fastest growing fitness brands in Australia. Brett Campbell is a man on a mission and living a dream of a young and successful entrepreneur. Impacted and inspired by the passing of a childhood friend, Brett is now taking his mission to the next level by helping the generations of entrepreneurs and professionals realize their true potential and assume a life of freedom and abundance that is possible for all who dare take the challenge to their destiny. And now Brett's mission is to help over 100 million people discover, design, and develop their passion and expertise to the world so they can make more money, help more people, and ultimately live the lifestyle of their dreams. Brett is the owner and CEO of Fit International. It's a global health and fitness company whose products and services have helped over 45,000 clients, as well as the Authority Academy, an online community for internet marketers, coaches, speakers, and small business owners. He is also the founder of Unleash Your Greatness Movement, an international live event series to help others pursue the living of their life and their dreams. Brett has grown up in New Zealand and now lives on the Gold Coast of Australia with his lovely wife and Emily and their two pugs, Bert and Pugsley. Brett, welcome to Making Bank.
The end. Thank you for tuning in. that was a mouthful, brother. Thanks so much for having me back, man. It's been a few months for us actually speaking. So, mate, I'm looking forward to getting stuck in.
Yeah, definitely. I know we tried to connect, and with our schedules, it's been pretty crazy. But it's great to have you back, man. I know on our first episode, we really rocked out some really cool internet marketing tips and some strategies and kind of dove into more of your background. And I kind of want to see just everything what you have going on. I think you have a new book coming out as well. Kind of tell us a little bit about from moving from your fitness business into, I think it was your right around the time you're launching the Authority Academy. We had talked right before that.
Yeah, so mate, a few things have been happening since then. You know, the Authority Academy, like you said, it got to the point where I guess the natural transition of what I see within a lot of experts is they do something, they're doing it really well, they're getting amazing results, and then people come to them and go, hey, how do you do that? You know, right. For us, as you said, 308 leads, 491 fans, and 30 customers a day on average in the last 4 years, people start going, okay, hold on a minute, how'd you do that?
Right.
So it sort of fed into, and at the time I was only really coaching and mentoring, you know, a few clients one-on-one because I got burnt out of coaching personal trainers. You know, like when you build a fitness business, which we did very successfully, you know, we went from 1 to 35 locations of a franchise in 6 months, like we're blowing up all over the place. But so personal trainers are going, how do I do it? But it got to a point for me where I was just like, man, I just feel like I'm having the same conversations over and over again. And my real passion is business in general. Like I love strategy, man. I love being able to look at someone's business and, you know, how I explain it is I don't like just joining dots. I like finding dots that aren't there so you can actually join them up. And that's something that, you know, as Dan Sullivan talks about as unique ability, that's something that I have within myself that I know I love. I get much more momentum whenever I'm solving other people's problems as well. That's where Authority Academy stemmed from. I was like, you know what? Now's the time where I'm going to share my best online, digital, social, business building strategies in a community fashion. And that's, you know, the Authority Academy spurned from that. But lately, like you said, you know, I've just released my first book. October 2016, she went live. Right Now it's called. Mate, if you have you received – this is going to go real random, but have you received your copy yet?
No, I know you said you sent it, and I just checked. Man. Actually, I was just there the other day to check to see if it had come before the show.
But I'll tell you what. Yeah, anyway, that's that's another conversation. But so that's basically wrapped around, like you said, the Unleash Your Greatness movement. Right. And that's right now. That is how I position this is – Authority Academy is my passion. I love business. I love entrepreneurship. But my purpose, that thing that I was put on this planet to do, is the Unleash Your Greatness movement that we're creating. And the book is just one stepping stone for that. The Unleash Your Greatness concept for me is, you know, helping people realize their full potential and realizing that life's too short to not actually be out there living it, executing it, creating momentum on a daily basis. So that's where I'm at, man. Lots going on.
Awesome. Well, so tell me a little bit about, you know, with the Unleash the Greatness, I mean, what kind of drove you to really move forward with that? I mean, is there something that just popped up in your life? You're like, man, this is just, this is what I'm supposed to do. You know, how'd you really come about that?
Well, I knew ever since I could ever remember anything was that I was put on this planet to do something greater, and I didn't know what it was. Right? Okay. I knew I was not supposed to just walk around this world aimlessly. But growing up, going through the transitions of high school, getting kicked out of high school for speaking too much, you know, I was just basically stumbling my way trying to find who was Brett Campbell.
Right.
And got to a point, you know, I built the business, everything was going great, and there was a significant moment that really lit the fire up within me, but it's been something that's been calling for my entire life. And so, you know, it was actually I got on the phone one day, rang up my friend who lives in New Zealand, and I said to him, because his wife had just gone through, she just had breast cancer. She came out the other side of it. She was actually in remission for a couple of years, and then she ended up getting a headache, went back to the doctors, and she ended up with brain cancer. Wow. So she was actually going through treatment for brain cancer the second time around, and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to take a bit of a break, go over and see them, check, you know, because she was coming out the other end. She'd finished her last treatment. So I rang him. I said, how's she going? He goes, yeah, going really well. She's coming home on Tuesday. And I was like, cool, okay. Well, when should I come over? He goes, well, a couple of weeks will be great, or, you know, a couple of months, whenever you want. You know, because he's like, whenever you can take time off work.
Right.
And again, I was in a position, and I share this because this is why it's so important to take control of your own destiny. I was in a position where I could take time off when I wanted to. So I said, you know what, I'll come over in a couple of weeks then. Hopped off the phone, got on the computer, went to book the ticket, and literally I was about to press checkout, and this overwhelming feeling of intuition said, don't do it. I was like, shit. Hopped off the computer, rang him back up, and I said, oh, look, I'm not going to come over in a couple of weeks. I'm coming over on Tuesday. And this was Thursday night.
Right.
So I got back on the computer, booked the ticket. 4 days later, I landed in New Zealand, gave him a call. I said, how's she doing? He goes, yep, she just come home. Everything's great. She doesn't know you're coming. It'll be a great surprise. So I hung up the phone, got dropped off the next morning, Wednesday morning, and he's walking down the driveway, and he's just like, oh, I just want to let you know she just had a bit of a rough night last night. She's, you know, struggling, sleeping, et cetera. So I was like, okay, cool. Walk inside, sit down. Now imagine this, very, very small house, right? This is like a 1960s timber house, and it was so small that the hospital bed that she still had to be laying on couldn't fit down the hallway, so she had to be placed in the lounge room. So we're talking about a 3-meter by 3-meter room, and on one wall she was in the hospital bed, the other wall was a TV, the other was the couch. I went and sat down next to her bed, held her hand, and it was literally like ice cold. It was I'd never felt anything. I felt cold hands, but there was just something different about this. And I sat down, held her hand. A few minutes later, her eyes opened. And for that split second, I could see that the pain had just totally dissipated off her face. And she said to me, she whispered, she goes, Brett, thank you so much for coming. 3 hours later, mate, she passed away in front of us. And it was a surreal, like no one's seen it coming. And it wasn't until 7 days later, I was sitting in the airplane on the way home. And I was sitting there and I just lost it. I just burst into tears. And I didn't burst into tears because of her passing. Right? I'd mourned a lot that week already. Right. I burst into tears because I was sitting there and I was like, what if this was me? What if I only had 6 months to live? What if I only had 12 months to live? Sure. And I was sitting there and I was just doing this whole, you know, my life going, man, all your friends or the parents and everyone that you've seen back in New Zealand were saying, Brett, man, you're doing so well. You must be so happy, you know. And look, to be honest, on the outside, it looked very successful what I'm doing. I'm helping hundreds of thousands of people around the world. But for me, inside, I just felt like I was still that couple of degrees off. And I sat there and I was like, well, what is it that you really want to do, Brett? What do you want to do with your life? And it was at that moment that I had this connection from that feeling that I'd had when I was a young kid. I always knew that I was meant to serve. And I thought it was I needed to be an actor as a kid because I just love seeing people laugh, smile, light up in front of me.
Sure.
So I thought it was that because that was the only way I could do it. But then what I really realized was the message that life's too short to not be living to your full potential. It sunk in on me so deeply that it connected that, wow, this is what I'm meant to be doing. You know, and I envision myself standing on stages in front of tens of thousands of people and sharing and making this message land. And then, of course, the question of, you know, well, who's going to want to listen to Brett? You know, you're still young, you know, all of those questions come in. But then, of course, the question back to me was, well, why can't I do it? Why not me? Why shouldn't I? And then the next question of when should I do it? Oh, I'll wait till 12 months. Oh, I'll wait till we get 1,000 locations for our franchise. Oh, I'll wait until this. But then I was like, well, why don't you do it now? And that's where the concept of the book, Right Now, Why Not You and Why Not Now, come from. So it's that was the spark that I needed, or the key that unlocked what had been hiding inside of myself forever.
No, that's, you know, definitely a transformational story with, you know, just being able to have you, you know, connect with her in her last few moments to create that spark, but it was obviously happened for a reason. So that's kind of, you got that spark, you have that idea, and that's now allowing you to come down and start creating that path for your unleash the greatness, correct?
Mate, exactly. That's the next question. Once you have this big idea, it's like, okay, how am I going to execute on this? How am I a boy from a little town in Huntley, you know, with very little background, with very little knowledge moving forward in all of this, how am I going to deliver and make this message land? Because look, there's a new motivational person popping up every minute, right? Now, there's nothing wrong with that. Don't get me wrong. But there's a difference of being able to externally motivate someone or be able to actually internally, intrinsically inspire someone from within to actually start taking steps forward. And that's what I needed to sit down and go, okay, I don't just want to be another get up there and, you know, preach from the top of my lungs, you know, life's too short, you should be doing this, you should be doing that, right? That's not the avenue I wanted, because I'd been to many events, I'd seen many speakers, and I felt like there was a difference until I heard this particular one speaker one day speak. And I went to an event and I actually left feeling inspired, it was something different, right? It was just something totally different. And I was like, I need to get that. I need people to be able to actually leave an event, finish reading the book and actually start stepping into their greatness. And I think that there's a process around it.
I guess. And then, you know, if you can kind of share with us maybe what are some of those steps, you know, for that process?
Sure. So the book itself, it follows a framework. Everything I do follows a framework, whether it's an Authority Academy with all of our products, services, et cetera. It follows a step-by-step process. Why? Because step-by-step processes work. People feel less anxious. You know, there's not as much pressure around them when they actually have a map.
Right.
Right?
Definitely.
Because what people don't, well, when people don't see that there is a brighter future, that's where they start freaking out.
Right.
That's why everything we do, there's a framework. So the framework for the book is discover, design, develop, and deliver. So the first step is discover where you currently are in life. Before you can jump forward and live this ultimate beautiful life, you have to discover where you're currently at, because you need to be able to then go, well, where do I move to from here?
Sure.
And also discover what is the life that you truly want to live. Too many people are walking around the planet doing shit that they know that they're not supposed to be doing. But they're happy with that. They're content with that, right? And when I say happy, they're just happy with the level of contentment. It doesn't mean they're internally happy. They're not fulfilled. Two different things, right? So the discovery part is all about uncovering where you currently are. design moves into how do we actually now design, intentionally design the life that you truly want to live.
Right.
And when I actually created this framework myself, I said to myself, I said, you know what? I want to play golf twice a week. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I went through the design process. What does that look like? What do I have to do from business perspective? How's the business still going to grow? Blah, 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 blah. I ended up having 174 days off that year. And the only way I had, and that was when we actually first connected.
Right.
I remember, yeah, that was part of, I had a lot of time off. And people go, how do you do that? Do you want to know the secret? Intentionally planned it. Yeah. Well, go figure, right? But there's certain key areas that we must be designing. And it's not, as entrepreneurs, it's easy for us to design our 12-month projections for our business. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've already got a calendar with all of our events for next year, right? That's really exciting to us. We feed off that stuff.
Right.
Right. Oh, I've got a product launch in October. I'm going to do this product launch here. But what most people don't do is they don't design all the other key areas of their life. Right. Sure. Even down from like having vacations, booking in, how do you actually create vacations in your life? And multiple other areas that I truly believe is significant to start living a fulfilled life. Then we move from design. Once you've designed your perfect life, what do you want it to look like? The surroundings, what do you want your perfect surroundings to look like? Then we move into develop. Four key areas that we must develop. There's your physiology, psychology, your personal knowledge, and your productivity.
Okay. Sure.
So obviously physiology, the vessel that we carry, psychology, you know, the thoughts, the thinking about our thinking, the person that we're showing up as. So those are all the key areas. You know, it's like if you want to go and be a billionaire, are you thinking like a billionaire? You know, because there's this thing of congruency that you need to make sure that what you're thinking and what you're perceiving are, you know, lining up along the way.
Right.
Personal knowledge, what do you need to learn to become the person that you want to be? Productivity, how do you get more done in less time? And then we move to the deliver phase, which is the fourth phase of the framework. That's how you actually go and execute. That's where the rubber hits the road. You know, and a lot of people, you might have discovered where you're at. You might design the life you want. You might develop the skills, the attributes necessary to become the person that you know you need to be. But then you don't actually go and pull the trigger. You don't execute. You don't walk into your boss's office and say, hey, look, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Right. Which leads us to the fifth D, which is our destiny. So I truly believe those four key areas, if you, and how it works is in the book, we actually step you through each process. There's some very confronting exercises that, you know, that you need to go through. But again, for any personal change, for any substantial change, you must be willing to go where most people aren't willing to go. I believe that the way to find the answers is to ask the best questions.
Yes,
and definitely. There's a lot of questions in this book that will get you thinking, going, holy shit, I've never even thought. The biggest piece of feedback that I'm getting so far right now, people go, I've never even looked at life like that. And this is people who have done a lot of personal development, quote unquote, stuff.
Just through the questions that you have listed in there. Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes the most simplest things are the things that we miss.
Right.
Like, yeah. You don't need a 20-part framework that's going to go bang, 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 bang. Like, it's just, it's too hard. It's confusing. You just need to know, go back to the basics and start executing on these certain things. And like, before I hijack your whole show.
No, man, that's awesome content. So tell me, you know, give us one idea. So say, we're, you know, we're trying to figure out, hey, what do I discover? How do I discover who I am or what I, what I'm here for? Like, you kind of had that transformational moment. I mean, what is that one of those maybe high level questions that we ask ourselves?
Yep. So what is the thing that you'd do for free for the rest of your life if money wasn't an object? What is that? You know, I was walking down the seventh hole of the golf course here in the Gold Coast, and I was playing with a mate of mine, and this was on a Friday. So we took Mondays and Fridays off. So not only what I thought I was taking off to play golf, it was like I was getting 16 hours of therapy, right? A week. It was ridiculous. So I was walking down the hole, pulling my buggy. And I asked my friend a question who was going through some things in his life where, you know, I seen him going down a route that I knew wasn't the route that he needed to go down, but he could go down it anyway because he was good at it.
Sure.
So being a friend, I was like, nah, we need to work this shit out for you. Even though I was still uncovering some things about what I was going through. But I asked him this question. I said, okay, dude, what's that thing? What is the thing that you'd do for free? Let's just say I put $1 million in your bank account tomorrow. What are you going to do for the next 12 months? Don't even worry about making money from it. What is it that you would actually do? So for me, this, talking to you, speaking on stages, sharing the message that life's too short, mate, I'll do that for free for the rest of my life.
Right.
But the caveat to that is, hey, if you can make money from it, if you can make bank, right?
That's right.
Why not make some bank around it? All we need to do is figure out how do you monetize that so you can live the life that you want.
No,
so ask yourself, be honest, what is the thing that you'd do for free?
Yeah.
You know what? When I asked that question, the answer, like, I didn't even hear what my mate said. All I heard was, oh, shit. Like, I'd ask myself the question that I know I needed to answer.
Right.
But the second part to that is, but what would you no longer be doing?
Yeah.
Because it's not about what would you be doing. It's about what are you no longer going to be doing? I guarantee you right now, people watching, listening to this, there's something you're doing right now that you're like, yeah, I probably shouldn't be doing. I don't really want to be doing it.
Yeah, right.
For and sure. For me, building a franchise to 1,000 locations wasn't something that I seen in the projection. I could do it because I could.
Right.
But should I? You know, just because you could doesn't mean you should. You know, you've recently went through some changes.
Yeah, definitely.
But I bet you your probably mindset probably hasn't been as clear from a growth perspective of business than it has been in a long time.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, you're right.
And that's because you've removed the clutter.
Right. You have to.
Because we bring too much clutter into our space, right?
As entrepreneurs, you're just always, hey, you know.
Oh, I'll do this too. Yeah,
that's right.
Do that. Of course I will. You know, and that's the biggest trap for an entrepreneur, because it's not hard. It's not hard to go out there and make enough money to live.
Right.
It really isn't, you know. But the reality is going, if you had 12 months, 5 years to live, and you've got to be serious about it. If you had 5 years to live, would you still be doing what you're doing? And most people will say no.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a facet of that. Maybe there's part of what you're doing you'd continue on doing in a way.
Right. But
you know, like I had a chat with a guy at an event. He came up to after me. He goes, oh, I'm struggling to find out what I want to do. I said, okay, what do you love doing? He goes, oh, I love speaking. I said, okay, well, I said, what ideas? What are you thinking about doing? He goes, oh, I'm thinking about creating a call center and just do like outgoing, you know, direct sales calls. I'm like, okay, cool. I said, well, what do you want to sell? He goes, oh, it doesn't matter. I said, okay, what's the thing that you sell gets you most excited? He's like, oh. Like I said, if you could only sell one thing, let's say you could only sell one thing, what is it? He goes, oh, maybe real estate. I said, okay, real estate. I said, why real estate? He goes, oh, because I think that there's probably more money in it. I said, don't worry about the money. Take that away for a second. I said, what is the thing that you would sell for free for the rest of your life if I took care of all your finances? Don't worry about that. And he goes, well, I'd like to sell products that can really help people change their lives. And I said, you're hired. I need a direct sales division in our company to sell our programs.
Nice. No,
but the reality, right? And it took him a few questions to allow himself to go there.
Right.
Right. Your first, second, and third answer generally, 9 times Isn't out of 10, it? Is not going to be the truth.
Yeah.
Because you're so used to talking bullshit to yourself that you're starting to believe it.
Right.
You know, like, why would you just, oh, I like selling, so that means I should sell anything. No, sell that thing that you are so passionate about.
Yeah. No, I mean, dude, that's, you know, that, I mean, that dives deep for sure. You know, I think people asking that question, you know, will really help create some clarity in their life. And maybe it's not the business that they're supposed to be in, or maybe they shouldn't even be in business, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, there's a new expert popping up every day, you know, who's a webinar expert, because they made $100,000 off a webinar selling, teaching people how to do a webinar, right? Now, again, nothing, no discredit to all of that, but people need to start being more aware of why they're doing what they're doing.
Right.
Because never has there been so much opportunity like there is now.
That's the truth.
You know, if you're going to go and start a podcast, why are you starting a podcast? Is it because it's just so easy to do, or is it because you feel that everyone else is doing it, they're getting success, you need to go and do that, when that might not be your superpower?
Right.
I mean, to me, it just makes sense. But the reality is, I was there once and I was like, yep, I'm going to do webinars. Yeah, I'm going to sign up to this program. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. now all of a sudden I'm doing affiliate marketing and blah, 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 blah. I mean, I went to an event once. This was 8 years ago when I first really embarked on this journey of Brett. I went to a multi-speaker event. Dude, I walked away from that event signing up to, I was going to start selling and wrapping houses in real estate. I was going to jump into the stock market and learn how to, you know, do stocks and trade. And I also walked away with an online marketing course.
Nice.
I got in the car and I drove home. I was like, what the hell have I just done? Right? My greed button was just going bang, bang, bang.
Right. Yep,
that person made 40 grand a month selling this. I can do that. Of course I could.
Yeah.
But the real question is, just because you could, it doesn't mean you always should. So I want people to start thinking about that on a deeper level. Because it's not until you're faced with death, sickness, illness, or someone you know is faced with death, sickness, illness, that you realize, you go, shit, wait on. That dude, Brett, who was rambling on, he was probably right.
Right? Yeah.
Truth, man. Hashtag truth.
No, for sure. So tell me a little bit about, for the whole Unleash Your Greatness event, then, and your Right Now book, what's kind of next on your horizon? Is this where all your focus is going into?
Not all of my focus, because Authority Academy, we've just opened up an inner circle community there, because that's what you do when you're an entrepreneur, right? But like I said, that's my passion. I love doing it.
Right.
My purpose is this Unleash Your Great Stuff. Now, we've created an overseas retreat, so we take a group of people. We run an event in Bali every single year. 2017, we're doing it in September again. Mate, you should really come along. You should bring your wife.
Definitely, it would be fun.
four nights, 5 days, all inclusive, ridiculous. But that's an immersive event, so we run that. With the book, we've literally only just launched it, so we've had some really great coverage with that. I'm looking just to, again, to create and keep spreading awareness about it. Mate, the feedback we've been getting from the book's actually very humbling and overwhelming. Because, you know, you write your first, you know, it's technically my first book, and it was a year in the process. There's a lot of, oh, geez, I wonder how it's going to go down with people. And, you know, you could share it with your mates and all of that, and they go, yeah, it's a great book.
Right.
But it's when someone who knows nothing about you picks it up and reads and goes, that was great, then you know you've got something there.
Yeah.
So for us, it's about sharing this. And I'm going to be running more events. Actually, next year I'm going to be coming to the States in April. I want to run an Authority Academy and an Unleash Your Greatness event there. So, mate, for me, it's just spreading awareness, speaking on as many stages as I can about the Unleash Your Greatness movement, and just spreading this thing called life, man.
Now, that's exciting. I mean, I know when we first connected, I mean, just, you know, really hitting it off, and, you know, just what you bring and your energy and just your passion for really connecting and helping and, delivering your message to people. So that's definitely exciting.
It was cool, man, because when we first connected, literally that was in the growth phases of, like, I had the concepts down pat, but I was right. Like, now I really need to go and execute on them both. And I was just, from there, it's good. It's actually very refreshing for me to be able to go, oh, what I showed you back then, mate, it's here, you know,
yeah.
It's happening. So, but that's a true testament to, you know, when you find your feet and, you know, obviously you find your feet, then you can start running.
Yeah.
You know, what I was doing so many, you know, again, building a health and wellness company, don't get us wrong, we've helped, you know, hundreds of thousands of people around the world, but that wasn't the thing that made my heart sing. You know, that wasn't the thing that I'd do for free for the rest of my life. It's not, doesn't make it a bad thing. And this is another thing. I just want to shine a spotlight on this for people listening. You may feel that, oh, I can't do that because I've got so many people relying on me. Now, we still have our health and wellness company. Don't get us wrong. Like, we still serve hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
Or millions of people, really, through our networks. But where Brett's heart goes to is just slightly, it's diverted into a different area right now. It took me a while because I was like, I can't change this. I should stay down here because there's so many people relying on me to do this, and this. But at the end of the day, it comes back to when you find your feet, when you find that thing that you know is congruent to you, man, you become the best version of yourself and there's no stopping you.
Sure. Tell me one thing, because we got a couple minutes left. You know, what do you want to leave our audience with that you think that's a just a key topic that you just really feel you need to share? That's part of your message out right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it comes back to life is too short. You know, stop sitting around waiting for someone else to give you permission to become yourself. Just give permission to yourself. Start following, you know, your heart, and take out all the fluffy woo-woo, whatever you think around it. But when you allow yourself to start becoming more aware, create your level of emotional intelligence, you know, then you'll feel more fulfilled inside. Because we talked about the concept of happiness. Happiness is one element. You know, fulfillment's when you're actually happy doing what you know you're meant to be doing.
Right.
Because I could be happy weeding the garden outside. Or I can be happy.
Right.
I just need to feel happy. Yeah, I love this. Oh, weeds coming out of the garden. But is that the thing that I want to be doing? You know, is that the thing that I know I'm destined for? And for the people listening to this right now, if you truly feel within yourself that you're destined for something greater than what you're currently doing, not only do you owe it to yourself, your family, your friends, but you owe it to the people who are yet to come in contact with you, your message, your information, your product, your service that you should be putting out there to the world.
Awesome stuff, man. I appreciate you coming on the show today. Where can people find out about you, your book, Unleash Their Greatness?
So you can basically find everything at brettcampbell.net. So B-R-E-T-T, Campbell, Campbell.net. So you can go there. You can find out all about, there's links to the book or to anything else that we've got going on. And also find me on Facebook. I hang out on Facebook majority. So drop me a message.
Cool, man. Well, it was an honor to have you on the show again, and really awesome to hear what you have going on and the message and just the direction that you're heading. I've been able to connect and help people find what they're truly meant for and just helping them create that life's destiny. So thanks again for coming on Making Bank, man.
No, it's my pleasure, and thank you so much for having me and allowing me to share on your platform, man. And to the people listening, I hope that you will go out there and start living to your full potential, because you owe it to yourself.
I am Josh Felber. You're watching Making Bank, where we uncover the success strategies and the secrets of the top 1%. Get out and be extraordinary.